It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Dale Gentry here. Good to have you listening in on this Thursday on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, anytime, day or night, you can pray with me as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakenings. It's a great day today, and I'm going to be praying today with people that desire to operate in the prophetic. I've been a prophetic voice in this nation for the past 30 years and in many nations of the world, and I'm going to pray with people that you desire to prophesy, and because I believe that Peter said in the last days the prophetic ministry would be on the increase. I'm not talking about prophesying, Christians prophesying to each other. I'm talking about fathers prophesying to their children, mothers prophesying to their children, and us prophesying to people on our job or employees or employer or those on campus, whoever it may be, that needs a prophetic word from God. So I'm going to be talking about that as a prophetic voice in this nation. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be praying for Israel. I have a letter to read from Gary Bauer concerning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And we got lots of things going here. Got some announcements to make and big things coming up here on BPN. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio. Thank you for supporting BPN Radio with your prayers and your finances. I want to welcome cities and churches all across America that are praying with us. We have a couple of new cities. I want to give a shout out to Waynesville, Ohio. Thank you for praying with us. Linwood, Washington. We have some new churches. Heartland, Hispana, Irving, Texas, Aguila, Assembly of God, Las Vegas, Nevada, Trinity Christian Center, Littleton, Colorado, Grace International Church, Willis, Texas, Abundant Grace Fellowship, Fort Worth, Texas, and Crown Point Church, Kansas City, Missouri. And I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us here on BPN. Hundreds and hundreds of cities are praying with us, including Phoenix, Arizona, and Alexander, Arkansas. I want to welcome Warren, Arkansas, and Alamo, California. I want to welcome Auburn, California, Burbank, California, El Cajon, California, that is praying with us. I want to welcome Reedley, California. We have a number of cities in California that are praying with us. West Covina, California, is praying with us. Loveland, Colorado, and Boynton Beach, Florida. A lot of churches, a lot of cities in Florida. Davenport, Florida, is praying with us. Lake Mary, Florida. Loxahatchee, Florida. I want to welcome New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Palm Beach Garden, Florida. I want to welcome Dallas, Georgia, and Cumming, Georgia, as well as Clayton, Georgia. Gainesville, Georgia, as well as Guyton, Georgia, praying with us. Woodstock, Georgia. Young Harris, Georgia. Granite City, Illinois, is praying with us. Indianapolis, Indiana, and Scott City, Kansas, as well as Church Point, Louisiana. I want to welcome Gorham, Maine, Raymond, Maine, and I want to welcome Walloon Lake, Michigan, as well as Saginaw, Michigan. Long Beach, Mississippi, and Pearl, Mississippi. Farmington, Missouri is out there. Kearney, Missouri. Sedalia, Missouri. I want to welcome Third River Fellowship. Third River Fellowship in Miles City, Montana. Calling out cities, aren't I? Clinton, New Jersey, Oak Ridge, New Jersey, praying with us. Clovis, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, New York, New York, and Yorktown Heights, New York, Carson City, Nevada, as well as Las Vegas, Nevada, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Franklin, North Carolina, is praying with us. I want to welcome all of these cities: Cincinnati, Ohio; Hamilton, Ohio; Bethany, Oklahoma, is praying with us. Mangum, Oklahoma, a lot of cities in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, Mustang, Oklahoma; Noble, Oklahoma, is praying with us, as well as Owosso, Oklahoma; Stewart, Oklahoma; Sulphur, Oklahoma; and Yukon, Oklahoma. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Yardley, Pennsylvania, Fountain Inn, South Carolina, Lexington, South Carolina, Dunlap, Tennessee, as well as Nashville, Tennessee, Argyle, Texas, praying with us, Azle, Texas, and Brazoria, Texas, Dumas, Texas, Friendswood, Texas, Highlands, Texas, Jonestown, Texas, praying with us. LaPorte, Texas. Dallas, Texas. McAllen, Texas. Missouri City, Texas. Rosenberg, Texas, praying with us. Vidor, Texas. South Royalton, Vermont, as well as Turnbridge, Vermont, praying with us. Hayes, Virginia. Blaine, Washington. Gig Harbor, Washington. Seattle, Washington. Tacoma, Washington. Appleton, Wisconsin, as well as Madison, Wisconsin. And we have cities in Mexico, Canada, Scotland. Shout out to the Bridge Church, our friends there in Scotland. The Pentecostal Assemblies of Indonesia in Jakarta, Indonesia, praying with us. Churches all across America and around the world are praying with us. Thank you so very, very much. Father, we just dedicate this hour to you right here on BPN Radio. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done today in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, we come. Praying, Father God, your will be done in us as individuals. Your will be done in our family. Your will be done in our church. Your will be done in our city. And your will be done in our nation. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I speak a blessing, Lord, upon everyone that's listening to BPN Radio here on this Thursday. I pray that you bless them, Lord. Bless them when they come out, go in, lie down, rise up in the city, in the field, in the country, wherever they may be. I ask God that you bless them, wherever people may be that's listening, praying with me today on this Thursday. Even those of you that are in confinement, in a prison, or in a hospital bed, or in a nursing home, or wherever you may be confined to, I pray for you today. I pray the Holy Spirit would minister to you today and would encourage you today and give you strength for this day in Jesus' name. Lord, we do pray for the 3 million people that are incarcerated in prisons across America. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you minister to them and that you encourage them and strengthen them, and may they call upon you, and may they spend time in prayer each day in the Word, and Lord, help them to realize that they can be major missionaries right there in prison, because if there's ever a place of helplessness or hopelessness, it's in our prison system, where some men and women, they've been sentenced to many years, or some of them have been sentenced to life, or maybe even some of them on death row. And I pray for the missionaries there, the prisoners that are in those prisons, Lord, that they will be able to speak a word of hope, not only to their fellow prisoners, but also to the prison guards there and those that are a part of the administration in those prisons. I pray in Jesus' name that you would help these Christians who are incarcerated to be able to be given opportunities to speak to other prisoners and prison guards. In Jesus' name, we commit this time to you in the name of the Lord. So I'm going to pray now today, particularly I'm going to pray today for those of you that desire to operate in the prophetic. I've written a book called God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. And that book, by the way, is on my website, letspreyamerica.com. You can go to resources. You can download it, read it. It's actually free. There's no charge for any of my resources or products. They're all free. They were not free to produce, but after a while, the Holy Spirit said, just give it all away. Give them all away. So my music, my prayers, Gene's book, my books, it's all free there by going to letspreyamerica.com, resources. I've got a friend in England named Martin Smith. At one time, Martin and his wife Anna provided Gene and I a cottage to live in. We live next door to them, and he's an incredible man of God. And I love Martin Smith. Had a group called The Cutting Edge, and then he had a group called Delirious, and now, of course, he's traveling on his own. But way back in the Cutting Edge day, Martin recorded a song called The Prophet's Song. And this used to be years ago when I was giving prophetic words, sending out a monthly tape, cassette tape, called Is There Any Word for the Lord? Some of you remember that, and I still have copies of those. But this was my theme song, and since I'm ministering and teaching and praying with people today concerning the prophetic, I wanted to play this song by Martin Smith, my friend. And way back when he first started, he had a little band called The Cutting Edge. This is the prophet's song that I'll be back to pray with those of you that desire to operate in the prophetic, have a greater prophetic anointing, or want to get started. So here's Martin Smith, and I'll be back.
Of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Desire to hear the voice of God today here on BPN.
We long to hear your voice.
Well, there you have Martin Smith and the Cutting Edge Band. Thank you, Father God. Boy, Lord, we want to hear your voice today. Thank you, Martin Smith, the Cutting Edge Band there, the Prophet's Song. And we are praying today here on BPN Radio for those of you that desire to operate in the prophetic. These are the days when people need a word from God. And I've noticed over the years that people sometimes will wait for hours to receive a word from God. And so some people are not digging out a word for themselves. And we know that many Christians are, most Christians should dig out a word for themselves. But there are people that we come in contact with that they may not even know Jesus. And sometimes I pray for people that don't even know the Lord. And so we receive a prophetic word. So the first thing that we need to do, those of us that desire to operate in the prophetic, we need to have a prayer life. And it's very difficult for you to operate in the prophetic if you do not have a prayer life. And so I like to get up first thing in the morning, set my alarm, and sometimes the Holy Spirit wakes me up a little bit earlier than I normally even intended to get up. But we need to develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit so that we can hear the voice of the Lord. And so I love to go into my prayer room, my designated prayer room, and I love to anoint my spiritual ears to hear, my spiritual eyes to see, and my heart to receive so that I can hear the voice of the Lord. The first thing that a little baby does is hear. He does not walk first or see first. He hears first. And so we begin to hear the voice. Even in the mother's womb, the baby we know hears the voice. And so we must hear the voice of the Lord. And the voice of the Lord is very, very powerful. And so the first thing the Holy Spirit must have, he must have your ear. In Exodus 21, I was reading that it says in Exodus 21, when you buy a Hebrew slave, he will serve 6 years. The seventh year, he will go free. But suppose the slave should say, I love my master, I don't want my freedom. Then his master is to bring him to a doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl, a sign that he is a slave for life. So if the slave really wanted to serve his master, the slave gave him his ear. The ear was the mark of a slave for life. In other words, once God had his ear, he had his life. Do you understand that once God has your ear, he has your life? And so we have the option today, if we give God our hearts and life and give him our ear, he will put his mark on our ear so that we hear the voice. And of course, that mark on my ear has made me his servant forever. As servants, we no longer choose our own assignments. We obey God's assignments. And we do that by hearing his voice. So let me just stop and pray for you right now before we go any further. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will give people that are praying with me today that desire to operate in the prophetic, that you will give them a hearing ear, which represents that we are in connection with you forever and ever, not just as a slave, but as a son, as a daughter. But we are yours, and the mark that we are yours is the mark that is on our ear. So I just pray for people today that are praying with me, listening to BPN Radio here on this Thursday. Lord, those that want to operate in the prophetic, they'll just anoint their ears right now and just say, Lord, I want to have a hearing ear. Now, it doesn't come automatically. It comes with a price. And the price is that you get up and pray and listen, learn to listen to the voice, to have an hearing ear to listen. And it will take a little while because there'll be so many, many voices that will be coming into your ear. You'll begin to hear all kinds of things. But if you keep listening, remembering that prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue that we pray to God, talk to God, talk to the Holy Spirit, and He in turn talks to us. But what if He doesn't say anything, but we enjoy His presence? Even if He doesn't say anything, but what if He does? So He may or may not, but if He does, you need to have something to write on. Don't take your iPhone or your smartphone into the prayer room, please. I heard the Holy Ghost say that to me one day. Don't bring that in here, but get you something you can write on and take notes, because the Holy Spirit may say something to you, and the Bible says that we are to write it down. So at this moment, if you can, if you're not driving down the road listening by radio, just put your hand on your ears and say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my ears today, my spiritual ears, that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. And so I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit will open your ear to hear the voice. And then the next thing that needs to happen, if you're ready for this, as you begin to hear the voice, eventually you will begin to see the voice. And you say, well, how do I do that? Well, after I learned to hear properly, then I began to see what I was hearing. In other words, I saw with my spiritual eyes what I was hearing with my spiritual ears, according to Revelation chapter 1. And it does say in John chapter 1 that John, with you all the way in the trial of the kingdom and the passion of patience. And Jesus was on the island called Patmos because of God's word, the witness of Jesus. This is from the Message Bible. It was Sunday, and I was in the Spirit praying. I heard a loud voice behind me, trumpet clear and piercing, write what you see into a book. Send it to the seven churches in Ephesus and Smyrna and the other churches. He said, I turned and I saw the voice. Now, he didn't say, I turned to see the voice. He said, I turned to hear the voice. He said, I turned to see the voice. I saw the voice. So after we begin to pray and we begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, eventually we begin to see what we are hearing. And God wants to show us things in the realm of the Spirit. And then the third thing that happens after we begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and it'll start out us, the Holy Spirit speaking to us, and then we'll begin to see what we are hearing. Eventually, we're going to begin to hear and see about other people. We'll come in contact with other people, and they will begin to be a recipient of a prophetic word that we have for them. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray not only that you would give us ears to hear, but you would give us eyes to see. So put your hand on your eyes right now and just say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Can you do that? Open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. So I pray for people. Pray that you'll open their eyes right now in Jesus' name, so that they can not only hear what you are saying to them, but they can actually see what you are saying to them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, you're here on BPN Radio today, on this Thursday. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I appreciate you listening. If you want to donate to this ministry, Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of the page. There's a place where you can donate. Your gifts are tax deductible to help us reach America with another spiritual awakening. Dale Gentry, good to have you listening in. If you have a prayer request, you can also put your prayer request on bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. You can double-click there, and we'll be delighted to pass your prayer request along to Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator. Before we go back to praying with people that that want to operate in the prophetic, I want to remind you of three big dates to put on your calendar. On April the 9th, 10th, and 11th, we're calling this April 9-11 call. April 9, 10, 11, we're inviting prayer leaders and people that desire to be a prayer leader, or maybe you just want to enlarge your prayer life. And we are inviting you to come to Austin April 9th through 11th, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. And I will be leading a time of prayer, intercession. We'll have some instructions, information, and we will certainly have some impartation. It'll be a time of seeking the face of God, calling upon the name of the Lord. Your prayer life can definitely be enhanced. That's going to be at Compass Church. We only have 100 seats available in the auditorium there, so you can get more information on letspraymerica.com, bpnradio.com. And you can even contact us there at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com if you want to contact us there. So come to Austin, April 9th, 10th, 11th. Come to Comanche, Oklahoma, June 25th, 27th. Dr. Larry Martin and I were both launched out of Comanche, Oklahoma, 40-something years ago. And we're doing an unusual thing in that little town of less than 2,000 people where we got launched. We're inviting people that have a call to full-time ministry to come to Comanche. And Comanche is somewhere in the state of Oklahoma. You can get there. And you can't fly in there, but you can certainly drive in there. And so June the 25th through the 27th, that'll be Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. We'll be praying for you, giving you instruction, and show you the place where we got started. It's going to be a great time, and we're going to point you to some signposts. Those of you that want to get started in the ministry, restarted, somewhere rhythm broke in your life, somewhere something happened. So we're launching and relaunching. And we'll be telling you more about that. But mark the date on your calendar, June 25th through 27th. Then on July the 19th through 21st, July the 19th through 21st, we're going to have the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. And Leland will be with us, four-time Grammy nominee, and the family. And we're going to have young people that will be preaching, sharing testimonies, praying. It's going to be a music and prayer gathering, and that will be July 19th through 21st. And that is going to be at Jubilee Christian Center. So mark these dates on your calendar, if you will. For more information, go to bpnradio.com or letsprayamerica.com or youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. So today we're praying for those of you that desire to have a prophetic ministry. So we hear something, and then we see something. And we must learn, after we have heard something and see something, we must learn to say it. So after you hear it, you see it, then you must say what you have seen and heard. You know, the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 4, Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard," which we have seen and heard. And so whatever you're hearing or seeing, then you learn to speak those things, because your world is waiting to hear you speak the things which your spiritual ears have heard and your spiritual eyes have seen. Your voice literally brings those things into existence, giving you the supernatural ability to fulfill your God assignments. And so you literally speak your world into existence. The voice of the Lord is very powerful. Your voice is powerful. Your words are creative also. Very creative. So, you know, the Apostle John, he wrote in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, the worlds were framed by the words of God. So our words are very powerful. So if we want to operate in the prophetic, when we hear something and see something about ourselves, we must declare those things. So I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, Dale, you're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. And then I saw myself traveling all over the world. And then I begin to say, I'm going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. And then I begin to do something. This is the fourth step. So when you hear something, then you see something, and then you say something. And before I go to the next step, I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray for those that desire to be operating effectively, efficiently, and accurately in the prophetic ministry. There are so many people. I'm not talking about people inside the church. I'm not talking about your brothers and sisters in Christ, unless that you have a release to do that by the leadership of the church. But I'm talking about people on the streets, people in the classroom, people that are on campus, people that may come into your place of business, people that are in the workplace, in the marketplace, people in the political realm. And it's amazing that people need a word from God. And so I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to anoint your voice, that you will not be reluctant to speak those things that you have heard and seen concerning yourself and concerning other people. And so today, so many people, they're trying to open certain doors for themselves. But the door is not a combination lock. It's a voice activated lock. And so the door of opportunity, the door of significance, the door of enlargement, the door of promotion comes as a result of a voice activation. So the door is open by the voice. The voice to opportunity there, enlargement, expansion, promotion, is open by voice. It's open by the voice. And so the voice that we hear speaking, so I pray for your voice, that you'll not be able to disregard, ignore that your voice is so very, very powerful. And then the fourth step is that you do something in conjunction with what you are seeing, hearing, seeing, and saying. That you do something in conjunction with what you are hearing, seeing, and saying. So I heard the Holy Spirit say, you're going to travel all over the world. I saw myself traveling all over the world doing great exploits for God. Then I began to say, I'm going to travel all over the world doing great exploits for God. I didn't know exactly how I would do that. But knowing that all things are possible to those that believe, I began to see that, hear that, see that, say that. And then I began to go out to the airport and begin to prepare myself, even though I didn't have a visa, even though I didn't have an invitation, or I did not have a passport or even a ticket. I would just go out there, pretend I was getting on a plane, doing something with my feet. So it's ears, it's eyes, it's mouth, it's feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. And so I would go out there preparing myself, and eventually it began to happen. And so we know there is a man's time, a chronos time, chronological time. Then there's a God time. There's a kairos time. That is the time, the perfect time that God wants to set you in motion. So one day I had an invitation to go to Jamaica. And we accepted the invitation. Gene and I started our worldwide ministry there on the island of Jamaica. I love islands. And so we started there. Invitation there. And then it began to increase. So we heard something, we saw something, we said something, eventually began to do something. And now I've flown somewhere around 2.5 million miles with American Airlines. Gene and I together ministered to 30-something nations of the world. And it all started with a word from God. And so you have the opportunity to be able to enlarge your world, promote your world through a word. It may be a vision. It may be a dream. It may be the interpretation of a vision, something you heard and seen, and then you say it, and then you do something with it. Even if you don't have the opportunity to share it with someone, you'll do it. Case in point, for instance, several years ago, when George W. Bush was president of the United States and our nation was in war in Iraq, one day in prayer, I heard the voice, and then I saw the voice, and this is what I heard, a word concerning the Iraqi war. So I did not know how to get that prophetic word to President George W. Bush, because sometimes it can be, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it can be very difficult to get a word to the President of the United States. So I had to do something. So I heard it, saw it, I began to say that word, and then I did something with a word, and I put it on my computer, and I saved it, a word to President George W. Bush. So then the supernatural kicked in. A few days later, a friend of mine, who was the trainer for one of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, he called me up and said, "Dale, there's a friend of mine, a business friend of mine in Houston, Texas, and I've told him about your prophetic gift, and he wants to know if you could possibly pray for him, and can I give him your number?" And so I felt prompted of the Holy Spirit to say yes and amen. So I gave my friend my number, not knowing that in a couple of minutes, this mutual friend, this friend of his, would be calling me and asking me about the prophetic and asking if I could pray for him because he was going through some certain situations. And I said, "Before I pray for you, I want to share a little bit about prophecy." And I told him about we hear the voice, then we see the voice, and then we say it. And then we do something with it. I said, "You know, for instance, just a few days ago, I received a prophetic word for the President of the United States, but not knowing President Bush, I didn't know how I was going to get it to him, but I put it down." And he interrupted me by saying, "I can help you with that one." I said, "You can?" He said, "Yes, I can." He said, I grew up with George W. Bush, went to school with him, and I visited the White House on a number of occasions. He said, in fact, just a few nights ago, I spent the night at the White House. We were sitting out on the balcony there, and he was asking me about my son, who now works on Wall Street in New York. He said, "I have his personal email address if you'll give me that prophecy." So I gave him the prophecy, and by that afternoon, the prophetic word that I had written down was on the desk of the President of the United States. So you must understand that prophetic words are supernatural words. Even if you get a word for someone in the middle of the night, I don't recommend that you call that person, wake them up and say, "I have a word for you," but write it down. In other words, do something with it. But if you meet someone on a street corner or someone in a restaurant and you say, "Can I pray for you? I have a word from God for you. I have a prophecy," or sometimes we call it a prediction. "I have a prediction for you." Many people are very curious. That's why that the psychic industry has become a multi-billion-dollar business, because people go to a psychic wanting to know something about their future. So I'm going to pray with you right now that God will open the door for you to minister prophetic words to people, not inside the church. We don't need to just be prophesying to one another, but there are people out there that we come in contact with that need a word from God. And we hear it, and then we see it, then we say it, and then we do something with it. So, Father, I pray right now for faith feet. I pray that people that receive a word from God, that hear it and then begin to see it, as they begin to say it, things are set in motion. Then they'll begin to do something with that prophetic word. So I pray for their ears. I pray for their eyes. I pray for their voice, their mouth. And I pray today for their feet, that they will by faith put what they have heard and seen into proper motion by sharing that word. And if it's not possible to give that word, then they will begin to write it down, put it down, transcribe it, record it, whatever they have to do, so that they can begin to operate in the realm of the supernatural. And the supernatural is where that we as sons and daughters of God should be operating. So I pray for your ears, your eyes, your mouth, your feet. When you get a word from God for yourself, then eventually you're going to begin to get words, prophetic words for other people. God will give you wisdom on how to present that. And you may send it. You may give it by phone call. You may text it to someone. However you do it, you must understand to tell them this could be a now word or it could be a future word. This could be something God is doing in your life now, or this could be something that God is going to do next week, next year, whatever it may be. Could be a now word, future word, or you must let them know it could be a confirming word. It may be something that is a confirmation in their spirit. They'll say, well, I've heard that before. I know that. Yes, I agree with that. Or the fourth category, it could be a new word. New things, the Bible said, I declare before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So sometimes you're going to give a person a word that is a new word, a word that they have never, ever heard before, or something that totally overshadows every natural word that they have received. For you must understand that the natural must submit to the supernatural. A supernatural word is higher than the words of man. And my dad was, he was an old man. His arteries were pretty well clogged up. My sister and I took him to Oklahoma City to talk to a surgeon about operating on him, doing surgery, and the doctor said he's too old to do that. Don't believe that his heart would be able to take this type of surgery. So we just prayed, and my dad said, I'm not going to die, I'm going to live, and I've got more years to live. We prayed, we set ourselves in agreement with my dad, and my dad didn't die until he was 92 years old. He lived several years. The doctor said, looks like you're going to have a few more weeks or a few more months to live. But my dad said, no, word from God, I've got several more years to live. So the supernatural overshadows the natural. And so I do honor medical science. I have two sons, spiritual sons, that are doctors, surgeons. But I do not revere medical science. I revere God Almighty, the creator of the universe. So it may be that you get a word from the doctor, medical science, but God may have a higher word concerning you. That's what happened with Jean and I when she was diagnosed with cancer. She needed to have surgery, according to the physician. There's nothing wrong with having surgery. But Jean just got a word that I'm going to have healing without surgery. That's exactly what happened. She wrote about it in her book. So my dad said, I'm not going to live. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. So he lived till he was 92, a lot more years. And so the supernatural overshadows the natural. So it, you must understand that when you get a prophetic word, you must explain to the people this is a supernatural word, and in the realm of the natural, it may look impossible, impossible, but in the realm of the supernatural, all things are possible. So I pray for you to operate in the prophetic anointing, not only receiving words for yourself, but also receiving words for other people in Jesus' name, and that God would use you in this dimension, in this realm, and you must begin to exercise that. Maybe you could start with just running that by or having confirmation from other people that operate in the prophetic, those that operate in this dimension, and just say, do you believe that I'm hearing from God? Do you believe this is a word from the Lord? And remember that you can get this book. It's free of charge. There's no charge. I'm not selling anything on BPN Radio. But you can get this book, and it's called God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, a prophetic book by Dale Gentry. Just go online at letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and then you go to resources. And there it is, God Assignments. And I have, in the appendix, I have some prophetic definitions that will definitely help you operate in the prophetic as you get stronger and stronger. So I really did not have a certain mentor, but I was around prophetic men, and there was an impartation. And I really believe in impartation. You get around prophetic people. I believe even as you listen to BPN Radio here, that there's going to be an impartation of the prophetic. So I ask the Holy Ghost to anoint you right now. Why don't you just ask the Holy Spirit to open that door as you seek Him to operate in that dimension of the prophetic, enlarging, enhancing your opportunities in life. And so just take a few moments to pray right here on BPN Radio. Take a few moments here on BPN Radio to pray for Israel right now. Let's pray the hedge of protection over Israel. Nations surrounding Israel hate Israel. They are determined to totally destroy that nation. But we pray, Father God, for the hedge of protection over Israel today in Jesus' name. And Father God, we just ask in the name of the Lord that you watch over the Holy Land, that you watch over this place that is right in the center of the universe in Jesus' name. These covenant people today in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray for Israel, and we pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit coming up in March, on March the 3rd. And we ask, Lord, that you prepare that visit. And we speak against all opposition to this man who leads the nation of Israel coming and speaking to our Congress in response to an invitation there from the leader of the House of Representatives and the leader of the Senate. And so in mid-January, the Prime Minister accepted the invitation to deliver to this joint session of Congress on March the 3rd. And some senators and congressmen are now threatening to boycott the speech, and whatever their intentions or reasons or actions will be construed at home and abroad as victory for the enemies of Israel and enemies of a strong U.S.-Israel relationship. And some members of Congress claim to be upset that the speaker may have violated proper protocol or blindsided the administration by inviting the prime minister. But then, you know, the question is being asked, why take the anger, their anger, out on Prime Minister Netanyahu? So the bottom line is simple. According to Gary Bauer, and I love to read his articles, the enemies of Israel benefit most from this campaign against the Israeli prime minister speech. Whatever their views are Israeli politics or the Iranian nuclear negotiations, members of Congress who are friends of Israel should not play into the hands of Israel's enemies and America's by boycotting this speech. Boycotting Israel is high on the agenda of the enemies of Israel. Warning Israel's prime minister to the halls of Congress, welcoming Israel's prime minister to the halls of Congress is the least, according to Gary Bauer, that those who claim to be friends of the Jewish state should do. As representatives of two proudly pro-Israel organizations, Gary Bauer and his friend Bill Kristol are trying to educate people concerning Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C., and encouraging their congressman to not boycott, or their senator not to boycott this speech that he makes. Wow, can you believe what's happening in America? We need to pray. Father, we pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that he will be strong and of a good courage, that you will protect him as he prepares to come to Washington, D.C., to speak to the joint members of the U.S. House of Representatives and the United States Senate. In Jesus' name, we pray that you'll protect him, encourage him, strengthen him, and we pray for every person that's praying with us today to be sure and contact your congressperson, your senator, endorsing this speech by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and encouraging those that you've elected to Congress and Senate, those you've elected to the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, that you would encourage them to attend this speech. In Jesus' name. There's a spiritual warfare going on in America, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're praying. That's why we need words from God. I really appreciate you being a part of BPN Radio today. I trust that you have received much. You that desire to operate in the prophetic, you that want to pray for Israel, and you that know that God has a wonderful plan for your life. We appreciate you listening today. We're going to be back tomorrow at this same time. Actually, at any time here on BPN Radio, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. God bless you. Have a good day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.